next week, because I know a lot of people just have trouble with the archive, and I can understand sometimes I have trouble with it.
Groovy. 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. You know what that means. I am here with you on the Kill Radio Web Waves. That's right. Frequency and Phrenology comes to you every week on killradio.org. I am Dr. Groovy, and this is the show. How's it going, all y'all? That was some Eagles of Death Metal for you. Death by Sexy, I Want You So Hard, and The Boys Bad News. And I know something about that. The boys that are bad news, they seem to flock to me. Kind of a drag. And sometimes, no, I would say all the time, I don't get it until it's a little too late. Had one of them walk to my house from a point of Los Angeles that was couple hours away. That's right. That was a Pasadena to Silver Lake jaunt for the current bad news boy. So, wow. I guess there was something going on there, right? Something going on that I'm sure I brought on, but wow. So anyways, I'm hanging out with you for another hour and a half, and I've got you on the AOL Instant Messenger with tag Kill Radio Station, if you'd like to get me that way. Otherwise, you can try 213-252-0998. And I'll say that again because I never say it slowly enough. 213-252-0998. And let's see what else we got going on. Hey, Mezcla's down there at South by Southwest, I believe, this week. A Kill Radio favorites band. And you know how to use the MySpace. Go into MySpace and check them out. You can go into MySpace and become a friend of this show, Frequency and Phrenology, if you'd like to. Get some bulletins. You can see some news, some updates on there. And you can also check out my Dr. Groovy page, either at myspace.com/drgroovy or drgroovy.net. I am available to you for medical inquiries. I am available to you for talk. And if anyone shows up this afternoon, I may even do some phrenology as I am giving you the frequencies. So please enjoy and stay tuned.
Thank you. yourself and your world, your time, your ideas. No bar code, no party, no ID, no beers. Your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears. No SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here. Your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls. We want
your blood.
Your fats, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field, or some toot. We'll show you dream, we'll show you school, we'll buy you dream, throw away your blue. We'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt. Wanna buy big guns in front of cash? Your love, your dreams, your checkbook, your essence, your sweat, your screams, your security, your sobriety, your innocence, your society, yourself, your place, your distance, your space.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free.
Matters. Here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some roller. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wet, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live talk shows, here's video game, here's cola life, here's tin morning, here's filter tips, here's college minutes, here's all night, here's plastic kids.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here's American Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you.
We want your soul.
That is The Faint. And this is Dr. Groovy on Frequency and Phrenology, Saturdays, on Kill Radio for your listening pleasure. Have you ever checked out the other shows that we have here on Kill Radio? Because we've got a lot of amazing shows. You may have just heard from 2 to 3 this afternoon, The Other Side of Fair and Balanced with Sam and Greg. An amazing political commentary show that is in incredible depth considering what's going on in our world today. And I love listening to it, but I must admit I sit there in depression listening to it. Just like I go into a little bit of a depression listening to almost anything that has to do with current affairs and politics. What are you going to do? I think I'm in a little bit of a funk today. I must admit I got backhanded. I had to had to go to work this morning at one of the hospitals in which I work, and wow, was it busy. Wasn't expecting that much, and I think it threw me off for my weekend. That's what I get to do for my weekend sometimes. I don't, you know, I was driving by this cafe and saw these people getting up from sitting there at the cafe together for probably an afternoon of food and drink that may or may not have been their brunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, it's been a long, long time since I just sat in a cafe, sipping on a coffee, eating a little pastry in the afternoon. A long time. And I used to love doing that. And you know what I really loved doing? I really loved going to a pool hall in the afternoon. And this was particularly when I was in San Francisco, but going to a pool hall in the afternoon and shooting pool while drinking a beer at like 2 to 3 in the afternoon. For some reason, I really love that feeling because it makes you feel like, you know, you're really chilling out and you're having fun and you're really doing something you shouldn't be doing. Like you really should be working or something, but it's 2 in the afternoon and you're shooting pool and drinking beer. So I really love that feeling. And I haven't done that in a long time, probably like, I don't know, maybe like 10 years. So I'm aiming, my life goal right now is aiming to get to the point where I can do that again and not feel guilty. Because right now, if I do that, I'd feel guilty because I've got so many things that I've got to do and get done and blah, blah, blah. And I don't even have kids. I mean, wow, you know, I can't even imagine what it would be like to have a family at this point. And all I have is my little lone self and my little cat at home and a job that is probably equal to about 3 jobs. And that's crazy, man. And then you got like, wow, some people in, you know, I know I keep saying wow today. Maybe today's the wow show. But you got people in, you know, let's say other fields making so much money for sitting around looking pretty. Oh, and I don't look so pretty and I'm short and so I got to work my ass off for the money I get, which is good. It's better than what a lot of people in the world make, and I'm not complaining. I think I work till my eyes are about falling out of my head. Do you work that hard? Why don't you give me a call? Tell me about it. 213-252-0998. We can commiserate. I'll commiserate with you. And you know what else? I'm a little bummed on the LA Police Department right now, I must admit. I'm seeing a ton of police presence in the neighborhoods in which I happen to roll these days, which is kind of like the Silver Lake to East LA area, Alhambra, kind of that kind of area. Crawling with police these days. Not only that, they're all itching to give you a ticket, okay? Itching. So be careful, because I was driving just like I'm usually driving, just like everybody else drives on this certain area on, I think it was Mission Boulevard. And I got stopped going from one hospital to another hospital. And I tried to pull the doctor thing. I mean, I didn't shove it in his face, but I had my, you know, doctor coat back there and, you know, was going from one hospital to the other. And he didn't care. He just wanted to give me the ticket for 51 and a 35. Where everybody was driving 45 to 50. So that really super bummed me out. And then the other night, I'm parked in downtown. And get this, I get a ticket for being parked more than 18 inches away from the curb. All right? When was the last time you heard about somebody getting that ticket? So I think my friend told me that there was some retrograde thing going on in astrology, and I don't really believe in that stuff, and I don't really know, you know, what it means, what retrograde means and all that, but I don't know. Maybe that shit's hitting me. And maybe that's what's putting me in a little bit of a, let's say, funk. But that's not to be derogatory to my friend Stephen Funk, who I love dearly, who played with me in my band Breach, our band Breach. And I would never want to diss Stephen Funk, because I love you, man. If you're listening, you know I do. You're my brother. So, and I married him and his wife. I got them married. So that's how much I love them. So you know it's true. So anyways, maybe you might want to listen to the Los Marihuanos, who are playing Time to Get High right now, because maybe that's something we should think about. You know, maybe we should have a little more of that in our lives, huh? Except for then you might get piss tested and then get in trouble. I don't know. Be careful. Okay, check it out. I'll talk to you later. Frequency and Phrenology on Kill Radio. I got that true Buddha to put you in a daze. I raise my bowl to the air. You pack it in, I pack it in. Don't stare. Homie, share. More chate, don't say I'm greedy. Motherfucking pack the true buds to the needy. Yes, indeedy. I pack it in a bowl, roll it in the paper, and pop in the CMB taper. Now let's ride. Cruise, you can't lose. Who's got the dollar for the booze? I got five on it, got it good. Do what I could, say what, support the hook. I got bass, beats, and the rhymes. Educate myself when I read the high times. Look at my watch, 420, oh my. Spark up the joint, it's time to get high. Time to get high.
Una jalada de esta mota, vato, y te pones como araña, loco. Párate, cabrón.
I guess it's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
It's
time to get high.
It's time to get high.
It's time to get high. It's time to get high.
Come on, roll it up, get the fucking light in, choke it up, choke it up. I get the cutting up the blunt. I got that box to swish us so homies don't front. Hydroponic, bubonic, supersonic. It's ironic how he's up on it. True skills from the east. I pack it like a beast. Yeah. Eating up suckers like a feast. Booyah. Pony boy coming to ya. Busting through ya. Punk, I never knew ya. So act like you know her. Go ahead and plant the seed and let it grow. Let it grow. Let's smoke up a pound. Cause you know the marijuanos are down.
Right.
It's time to say goodbye. But with the words of wisdom, it's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
High.
It's time to get high.
Yo, Scott, who's this motherfucker on the floor, man? Hey. Hey, get up. He came with you. Look, God, you're taking him home. Hey, dog, you gotta get up.
Get up.
Come on, dog, you gotta get up. You can't handle that flame. No, I don't know why you can't.
No, what?
Marijuana's home. Come on. All right, now.
All right.
Scrap's gonna take you home. Yeah, fire up that flame.
happened, man? Passing papers. It's time to get high. Yes, sir. Let's go. We out of here, dog. Let's go.
Sueños de cascabel la punzada, chile relleno prepara mi chulada. Venga el lotero de volada, el coquete llegó como un cohete de bajada. Caen a la manteca, empiezan a bailar, revuelta la pomposa bien salada, salada. Quiero cocido, si no, no me des nada. Chicharrón con limón, taco de carne asada. Mi cielo, tu cuerpo azul es sagrado, que moco palpar, presente lo hallado. Bomba cae, de repente ya empezó la pachanga de mi gente ardiente. Vaya, ponete pum, bole, bom, bom. 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 Vaya, ponete pum, bole, bom, bom.
Bong bong.
All right. What was that? Some Belter Space. Belter Space? Belter Space? I'm not sure how to say that. I think it was Belter Space is what I remember. A nice old band with some warm sounding tunes. I really like the way they do their stuff. It's like you can almost not hear the vocals in the way they do their stuff. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like Jesus and Mary Chain in a way. And Belter Space is a really good name for the way they sound, I think. Perhaps onomatopoeia for bands. Got some Brian Eno now. Before that was Mezcla and Los Marijuanos talking about getting high. You know, that was another good example of, say, onomatopoeia for bands. Los Marijuanos. Because they really sounded like they were and they wanted to get high. Sounds good. What have we been listening to other than that? The Faint, Adam Freeland, The Meatmen played us a little Green Acres, and The Kills before that. Lots of good tunage coming up. I'm going to see what this... we have this band called Kill Radio, and I've never actually listened to it, so I might throw on one of their tunes. And, yeah, tell me what you're doing tonight, if you want to give a little call over here at 213-252-0998. Otherwise, on the AOL Instant Messenger at Kill Radio Station. Other than that, what's up with your credit card debt, huh? Nowadays, it seems that everybody's got a credit card and not everybody knows how to use it. So be careful with what you're doing, my friends. Don't let those people get any more money than they deserve. Keep in mind that those interest rates are very, very large. And if you can't pay off that whole thing, man, you're paying them a lot of money. And do you really want to be doing that? I think it's part of our exerting more of our own individuality and power to not pay interest rates whenever possible. And it was a very hyped up story this week in the news that there are lots of, particularly Americans, that... are just out of control with credit card debt, but it's spreading around the world. As everybody in the world can have credit cards, they're getting into it too. And you know what that means? That means that all those guys over at Visa and MasterCard and Chase Manhattan Bank and whatnot, they're making your money sitting on their ass while you're not paying your bills. So maybe hold off on buying that new Wii. Maybe hold off on buying that new boat. Hold off on your manic episodes and just take a moment and think about what you're doing, all right? And maybe use that money for something else, like maybe donate it towards war relief or the Red Cross or some other entity that you feel is worthy of your money, more worthy than all those big banks who like your interest money. How's that sound? Good idea? All right. I'm going to jar you into a bit of submission without the drive-in next, okay? So get ready. 5, 4.
Yeah.
Elevate Your Mind. Elevate Your Mind from the band Breach. And that had a nice little verse in there from Samuel Taylor Coleridge, which, yeah, I thought that was a little fun to stick that in there. Blue Cheer here in the background, Fruit and Icebergs. And with that name of a tune, I gotta tell ya about the authoritative Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's report. Looks like we have a draft report out by that entity that focuses on global warming effects. Written and reviewed by more than 1,000 scientists from dozens of countries. Still has to be edited, but generally the overall message is that things are looking bad. Basically, just like you know, if we don't start cutting greenhouse gas emissions within the next 10 or so years, there's going to be badness happening all over the place, and it looks like Asia and Africa are going to be the hardest hit based on this current report. There will be changes on every continent, the report says. In a marked contrast to a 2001 report by the same international group. So things get worse. Quote, things are happening and happening faster than we expected, end quote, said Patricia Romero-Linkow of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. So let's look at some of the things that this report said. Hundreds of millions of Africans and tens of millions of Latin Americans who now have water will be short of it in less than 20 years. By the year 2050, more than 1 billion people in Asia could face water shortages. By the year 2080, water shortages could threaten 1.1 to 3.2 billion people, which is interesting to me because I thought that as the glaciers were melting, there'd be too much water and it'd be like water world. But I guess in certain areas it's going to get drier, and in certain areas it's going to get more wet. Death rates for the world's poor from global warming-related illnesses such as malnutrition and diarrhea will rise by 2030. Malaria and dengue fever, as well as illnesses from eating contaminated shellfish, are likely to grow. Europe's small glaciers will disappear, with many of the continent's large glaciers shrinking dramatically by 2050. And half of Europe's plant species could be vulnerable, endangered, or extinct by the year 2100. Wow, that's a cool-looking year, 2100. 2080 looks pretty cool, too, I think. By 2080, between 200 million and 600 million could be hungry because of global warming's effects. About 100 million people per year could be flooded by 2080 by rising seas. See, that's what I thought was more likely going on. But I guess that's just the interconnectedness and the complexity of global warming, global climate change. Smog in U.S. cities will worsen, and ozone-related deaths from climate will increase by approximately 4.5% for the mid-2050s compared with 1990s levels, turning a small health risk into a substantial one. Oh, polar bears in the wild and other animals will be pushed into extinction. Yeah, the polar bears are really having a rough time of it, as you probably saw in the Al Gore documentary. At first, more food will be grown. For example, soybean and rice fields in Latin America will increase starting in a couple of years. Areas outside the tropics, especially the northern latitudes, will see longer growing seasons and healthier forests. Okay. So, still looking kind of rough, man. So let's try to get in on the plan, and that is do what you can do, which is turning off your lights when you're not using them. You know, if you're not using your computer, maybe shut it down, or at least, you know, put the little screen down. Maybe try to carpool. Try to think about when you can walk instead of drive your car. Just think about ways that you can help out, and then if there are more global ways that you can help out, do that too. And we'd all appreciate it. Hey, Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology.
Hey, wow. That got louder than I thought it would quickly. Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Groovy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's going all right.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I didn't join you today.
It's okay. Folks, this is Tommy D. Tommy D. Salsa.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, what do you think? So you were saying you were going to donate some ice?
Yeah, you know, I think we should just take a collection and donate ice.
That's a good idea.
You know?
Okay.
I'm just thinking about those polar bears.
So how big of a block of ice do you have to donate?
I've got, like, two of those trays.
Okay, I've got one tray.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, if we all...
I've got a bag I bought a while ago. I could donate that one.
You've got two of them, then.
Oh, okay.
You got a bag? You got a bag of ice?
Yeah, a bag. Because I had, I had that Super Bowl party a while ago, and nobody wanted ice.
You know, there's probably a lot of ice that's left over from Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, maybe if we collected all of the Super Bowl ice, we could just throw that into the waters, and that'll really offset global warming by maybe a year.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think the problem is not so much that there isn't ice. It's the distribution problem.
The
problem with world hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of food. It's just not distributed very well.
Right.
We have all this ice. It's not up there in the Arctic.
Right.
I guess that's really just like a finger in the dike effect, right? It's not.
I think it is, yeah, unfortunately. I'd like to say it's more than that, but... I think it's a finger on the dike. And then the crack is spreading like a spider.
Spreading.
You know?
Can I tell you why I didn't join you today?
Yeah, what's up?
Because it's related.
Yeah?
I'm trying to decide my trip to...
To Thailand.
To Thailand. But now I might not go, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh. What?
Related to global warming. I found out it's freaking hot there in April. It's insanely hot.
How hot is insanely hot?
How hot is it? It's going to be 104 degrees next week on Thursday, and that's with like 60 to 70% humidity.
And you don't like that idea? What about your ice?
I grew up in D.C.
That's where your ice should go, right?
Not
with you on
there.
The plane. Take it to Thailand with you and just cool yourself down in the 104 degree heat.
It's insane. And so, yeah, I mean, everybody was like, oh, yeah, maybe it won't be that bad in April, thinking it's like spring. But
right,
literally the hottest month.
Wow.
Of the year there.
Wow. Well,
literally the hottest month.
And is it getting hotter?
It's getting hotter.
Wow.
Like, it will definitely be like 40 degrees. So
what's Cambodia like? I hear that's another destination spot for people.
Well, it's
who
right
like...
next door, so I can't imagine that's any cooler.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm kind of bummed. So I might go to Eastern Europe now.
Okay. What about Iceland?
There's the Iceland. It's got to be cold there.
Well, maybe it's, like, cooler. I think Greenland is really the icy one, and Iceland is kind of, like, temperate.
It's more temperate. It's a temperate zone. That's right.
Right. Yeah. So.
That's right.
But maybe one of those would be better.
You know, I'd just like to throw it out to the listeners. If anybody has been in Thailand in April and has firsthand experience, you can tell me if it's, like, that's just crazy,
okay.
time to go. I don't know.
So they can AOL Instant Message us. On the message us, that is, AOL Instant Messenger, at Kill Radio Station, but as of right now, they can't call us on the phone.
Oh.
Because you're on the phone.
Well, yeah, don't call right now.
And we only have one line.
I think they can probably figure that out, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, people think that we have a real studio, too. I mean, we do. We have a room. It's got stuff
cool
in it. But, I mean, you know, we got a phone that's got one line and no call waiting or anything. Which would be funny. Could you imagine if I was trying to do, like, call waiting?
Right.
Like, switching back and forth between you and somebody else. But anyways, yeah,
one
we'll
day
see if...
be conferencing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's another idea. And, of course, I could always do the little trick I've done before with my cell phone. The speaker stuck up to the microphone while I was talking to somebody on this phone.
That's truly...
Yeah. We had
truly,
a little... there was an argument between Triops and Chrissy about how many MySpace, you know, top friends they had. They had a little
Ooh.
Argument about it, and that was how they had the argument. Was I was holding
and
up the phone.
Who won that battle?
I think it was a draw. I
oh,
think
really?
It was a draw. I think both of them thought they won, but I've got to say objectively, I think it was a draw.
Doesn't everyone just have 8 or 16?
No, you can. Yeah, you can choose whatever you want.
Okay.
But see, they were saying like, you know, I think Triops had more. No, Triops had less, but his were more quality.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's really quality
right,
versus quantity.
Right, and that was the big argument. It's the quality versus quantity. And right now, I think I have kind of in between. You know? A frequency and phrenologies page.
Whoever had frequency and phrenology as the top friend automatically would win. That kind of argument on frequency and phrenology. It just stands to reason.
It just stands to reason because this is the Frequency and Phrenology show.
Yeah. Or at least, as a close second, the Kill Radio friend.
Right.
On MySpace.
And that Kill Radio, that's a good friend to have too.
Yeah. You know, how many 16-year-old girls are at the Kill Radio?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, there's maybe none.
Porn stars? Any porn stars, friends?
You know what? I had a little MySpace trouble because, you know, I'm kind of new to MySpace. I'm not really used to this, so I was, like, accepting anybody as a friend. And all of a sudden, I was accepting these girls as friends who had, like, really, like, hot kind of erotica kind of poses and stuff. And then they started posting these comments on my page that were, like, pictures of their ass and pictures of their, like, you know, the side of
and
their body naked.
I'm waiting for the problem.
Saying, you know, contact me now and all this kind of stuff. And, like, saying,
right.
I think you're so funny and all this kind of stuff. Like, they knew me or something. Wow, I just did. I mean, I know that kind of stuff happens, but I guess I just hadn't experienced it, so.
Young, naive Dr. Groovy.
Yeah, it was surprising.
You've learned in the ways of MySpace. Yeah, they're just fronts for porn sites, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I used to think I was popular, too, and then I realized, no, it's just some...
It's seriously like a porn site, but it's not on MySpace. It connects
usually,
you to some outside porn site?
Yeah,
if
you click on their profile and you go there, it'll say, like, you know, check out my other pictures at...
Oh,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, something like that.
Wow, I
yeah,
never
they're,
knew.
They're sneaky.
I'm learning. Sneaky. I'm learning. Well, cool, thanks. Thanks for the info, Tommy D.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you know, I'll call in next week if I'm not there with another fun MySpace tip.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Or maybe just another global warming tip or...
Another global warming tip.
Any other kind of tip you may have.
And hopefully I will have nailed down my trip plans.
Right on. Yeah, we're all kind of waiting.
Everybody's just waiting to find out.
We definitely want to know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
I got my Burning Man tickets in the mail.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got to decide if I'm actually going to use them or not.
Oh, you're just
going to
scalp them, huh?
You know, we'll see what happens. See how
Make
close
some
it gets.
Dough.
No.
I may not be going to Coachella.
What?
I've got my Coachella tickets, but I might not be going. Well, I might be...
Oh, shut up. You're going to Coachella.
I might be in Europe.
Europe. Europe shmurup.
Well, if I go to Europe, it's going to be... I definitely
won't
be going because I'm going to be meeting up with my sister and their band who are playing at this club called White Trash Fast Food in Berlin on the 26th.
Wow,
our international listeners, go check out Benji Farrar on Domino Records performing at White Trash in Berlin.
Benji Farrar at White Trash in Berlin. Yeah. All right. Well, that'd be a good reason to be in Berlin. But other than that, I mean, you should just jet home right after that so we can enjoy Coachella together.
I might make it back, actually. I might make it back in time. I would basically be rolling in Friday morning.
Well, that's what I'm doing for Chicago, man.
After a good, but I will have had
a good 20
hours of travel. So.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, exactly.
You just fall asleep on the plane, right? Or watch the movies. I mean, it's nothing.
Exactly.
Just make sure you move your legs so you don't get a DVT.
Don't get blood clots.
No, like, blood clots. Blood clots in your legs.
Wasn't Cheney saying like he had been sitting down for a long time playing video games or something, and then he
video games. That's how Cheney got it.
Been playing war games.
Yep, no doubt. I'm not surprised.
Right.
Yeah, and it's funny because I feel like stuff in medicine goes in rashes, and you know we just have a whole bunch of one thing that comes in. Like I rounded at the hospital today. I had three patients who had their appendices out. The appendix came out. Three different patients, all at the same time. And then we're just getting blood clots all over the place. Everyone's getting blood clots these days.
Really?
You know what I think? Okay. Check this out. Here's what I'm really worried about, and this is how I thought about it. I threw out, you know these Nuva rings? Have you ever heard of those? These rings that have estrogen, and you put them in, like a woman will put them in their vagina for contraception?
Huh. No,
okay.
I have no idea.
Well, they're these plastic rings, and they're made for contraception. They've got some estrogen in them, or maybe it's progesterone. But anyway, they've got hormone in them, so the woman won't become pregnant when you know they have sex and stuff. But now, that means that when you take that ring out and you throw it out, and it gets it ends up in the trash piles of America, and then leaches into the soil and goes into the water. That hormone is going to get into the dirt and the soil and the water and all that kind of stuff. And as more of those things get made and more birth control pills and all kinds of stuff, you know, get trashed and kind of like, you know, end up in the water, I think we might be kind of estrogenizing our, like, the world.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Katrina, because did you read recently in the crazy news of the day, sort of column or whatever, Yahoo or whatever?
Nope.
There's like, there's actually like frogs, those frogs that have, they found that have like switched sex.
No.
And they, yeah, I'm going to pull this up.
Okay.
And,
like going from a male to a female?
Yeah, these male frogs.
Oh, wow.
Like actually became female, and they think it was because the amount of estrogen that was leaked into the water.
That's what I'm talking about.
And but they were on like on pills, you know, excess pills and stuff like that, and other things like that. I mean,
right.
It's just like there's just a lot of these free hormones
right.
that are out in the water, and a lot of it was I think some like medical plant. You know,
oh yeah, they're trash.
Like
yeah, exactly. Like when they you know make all this stuff, I'm sure they have extra kind of you know. Excess hormone that they just kind of trash in barrels and bury somewhere in Nevada or something. I don't know. And it's like, what's worse, nuclear waste or that? I don't know. But see, here's the other thing. The higher the estrogen content, the higher the likelihood of blood clots. And then if you throw smoking in on that, you have an even higher likelihood of blood clots. And so put it all together, I think that may be part of the reason we're seeing, well, at least anecdotally, I'm seeing more and more blood clots clinic and in the hospital. At least I can't help but think that there's a connection, you know, and I'm not trying to be conspiracy theory about it, but it's just like when I start seeing things over and over again, it's like, you know, why does this happen? And that's the first thing I come up with. So anyway,
well, check this out. You want to hear this little article?
Sure.
All right. Pollutants change he frogs into she frogs. Not to be confused with he-man. Master of the universe.
No, they are he frogs.
He man. Uh-huh. Frogs that started life as male tadpoles were changed in an experiment into females by estrogen-like pollutants similar to those found in the environment, according to a new study. So this was actually done in the lab.
So it was just a study.
But they were doing
But they found that this could happen.
Yeah, it totally can happen. Two species of frogs were exposed to the levels of estrogen similar to those detected in natural bodies of water.
Right.
In Europe, the United States, and Canada. The results were startling, whereas the percentages of females in two control groups was under 50%. Not unusual among frogs. The sex ratio in three pairs of groups maturing the water dose to different levels of estrogen were significantly okay, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, science. get to the good part. These crazy frogs were losing their penises and gaining vaginas.
Wow.
Jan Smaltzen.
So these were, weren't adult frogs going from male to female. These were tadpoles that were more likely to develop into female, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let's be clear here. But they had started out as male tadpoles.
Oh, they had?
Frogs
meaning like genetically male?
As male tadpoles.
Oh.
Well, I guess maybe as a tadpole, like the frogs have already differentiated into sex, but they were, as they grew, they lost. They were turned into females.
Hmm, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking that means genetically.
And they're making a point, because apparently, there's a huge percentage of frogs that are disappearing around the ground, the globe.
That's because people are licking them too much.
People are licking them.
That's frog licking.
Lord knows, they are a tasty and cheap high.
Did you hear about that dog?
That was my favorite article in 2006.
Yeah, the dog who's totally high on frogs.
Yep, she was crazy for the frogs.
That's such a funny story.
and she was she'd only do them on the weekends now or something like that.
Right. They're trying to wean her off.
Just finishing up this.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
So the results may shed light on one reason. Up to a third of frog species around the world are threatened with extinction.
Huh, why? Oh, just because there are not enough guys to mate.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's starting to change.
Remember that...
It's set to appear in the journal Environmental Toxicology.
Yeah. Remember that screenplay we were hearing about by our friend Aaron? Remember that at the art show?
starts with the death of the male species when all of them have their prostates removed.
Their prostates were being annihilated by a virus. And you either could remove your prostate in your penis, or you could die. And most of the men decided to die.
They all decided to die.
Because they were so egoistic and they didn't want to lose their prostates and their penises. Their peni.
It would be, well, not to mention, like, the recovery time, I think, would be...
It's rough. But, you know, a lot of people...
You had to remove your prostate yourself.
A lot of people with prostate cancer have a radical prostatectomy, and they do okay. It's not great.
But they also didn't cut it out of themselves.
Well, I don't think... Well, I don't know if the screenplay really called for them to cut it out of themselves.
Well, he got very into describing it.
He did. He did. He really was. Yeah, it sounded very graphic.
Oh, man, it's just a... day full of...
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of low today, I must say. I don't know if it's the barometric pressure or the fact that I'm seeing a lot of smog or what, but...
It's the barometric pressure.
Today was rough. And I was at the hospital this morning. I had a ton of patients. Ton. And the emergency room docs just... They were just dumping stuff on us. God, it was a drag. So...
Damn emergency room docs.
Yeah, I know.
What's on the agenda for tonight? Anything going on? Rattle off anything interesting?
Yeah, I'm on call, and I got to be at the hospital again in the morning, so I don't know if I'm doing much, but are you doing something fun? Should we be announcing some fun things for people?
I'm not. If anybody knows what I should do this evening.
I saw something, some stuff on, like, the Burning Man list. You know, some little shindigs going on that didn't really excite me because they looked pretty hippie-like. But I guess there's something there. Let me think. Did I see anything in... Flavor Pill? Did you see anything on Flavor Pill this week? Or LA Weekly? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not coming up with anything.
I gotta check the old Flavor Pill.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any Kill Radio stuff, but there's a Kill Radio special event coming up next Sunday at the Lost Souls Cafe that's going to be from the bands that they have been played on Here, and that's that show that's on Mondays. Where we play new bands that have sent us stuff. They're going to have, like, probably, like, eight to ten different acts playing acoustically at the Lost Souls Cafe downtown on Sunday between 6 and 9 p.m. So that's...
Not tomorrow Sunday, but the week after.
No, week after, yeah, March 18th. So, and then, of course, March 17th, you're going to have to, you know, just go green because it's, you know, St. Patrick's Day and my grandmother's birthday. My grandmother's 90th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Is she gonna have a green beer?
I don't think so, because she's not like that.
she's not a drinker.
She's not a drinker.
That's why she's 90.
That's right. Well, actually, you know what? She does have a little shot of whiskey. She likes her whiskey. Nice. She has one shot, like, before dinner or something. And I remember, like, smelling her whiskey breath sometimes right before dinner.
Grandma's whiskey breath.
Yeah. And her lips would be all kind of moist, you know. From all the whiskey and stuff. I remember that. Fond memories of my grandmother.
Nice.
But you know what's cool about my grandmother is that she was always the one who like taught me about being environmentally like conscious. You know, she never used extra bags.
She was green.
She was totally
St. Patrick's Day, she was green.
Isn't that funny? St. Patrick's Day is her birthday and she was always green. Because she was always, like, carrying around the canvas bag so she didn't have to use extra bags. And she was always picking up trash, like, wherever she went. She'd carry a bag and pick up trash wherever she went. And what other things? And she had a really economical car and all, you know. She was just really careful. It's really cool. And she, like, she was a member of the, what's that, World Wildlife Federation and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandmother's
cool.
Did she ram Japanese whaling vessels with her boat?
Not that I know of, but you know what? I haven't read her, like, journals or anything. Maybe one day, you know, I'll get to read her journals and I'll find out that she was, like, part of Greenpeace and, you know, did stuff like that. But
you might.
Not so far. Yeah. I have to read my mother's memoirs first about all the cows they have in the back.
That's right. Did your parents get home okay?
Yeah. Yeah, they did okay, thanks.
Good to hear.
But it was nice having them here for a little while. Cause usually
it was
all
nice having them on the air.
It was really cool.
I enjoyed hearing.
Yeah, usually they come for like a dinner and that's it. So it was nice to hang out with them for more than a couple of hours.
That's about all they can stand of LA.
Or me. I don't know. But I love my mom and dad. Of course, I can't really stand them for more than a couple hours either.
Who can stand your parents from wearing a blouse?
Goes both ways. Yeah, that's the way it goes. But you know what's funny is I heard them mentioned on The Other Side of Fair and Balanced, the show that Greg and Sam do earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them say, Greg was talking about how he had spoken with some very enlightened Republicans. And that was actually my parents.
Well, would you not to go off on a tangent, but what do you think about the whole Newt revelation this week?
Oh, Lordy. I'm not surprised. I mean, he already had such a convoluted history.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And
he basically defended it when people said, like, well, didn't you feel hypocritical that you were having this affair at the same time that you're leading the prosecution of Clinton? And he was like, well, he pulled the old, well, we're not talking about me.
Right.
We're talking about you. He was like, yeah, but he was the president. I was just the Speaker of the House.
And then we don't impeach somebody who, like, makes up weapons of mass destruction. You know? I mean, what is up?
Yeah, we don't really impeach him, yeah.
What is up with this?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and I'm wondering, here's what I'm wondering about the whole Newt thing, is I'm wondering if he's saying it now to get it out of the way, so, you know, the pathetic American memory is going to forget about it, and then, like, in 2 months, he's going to announce that he's running for president.
Well, that's what, yeah, a lot of people have been saying that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that, but, you know, I can't help but think that he's saying it now for a reason.
Oh, sure.
So.
Which
is just annoying that all this stuff is so calculated and choreographed.
Everyone's airing their dirty laundry early.
Yep, get it out. Get your skeletons out of the closet now. And then,
right.
I don't know, are they going to continue? You know?
Who knows?
So did he end that affair, or what was the upshot
of
that?
I'm not even really sure. But
okay.
I got to say, like, this time around, it seems like the Republicans are the ones that have a little more difficulty in the family values arena.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at Giuliani. Has had a couple of kind of nasty divorces,
right.
And John McCain has come out and said, like, let's keep mudslinging out of this election, let's make it a really clean election.
Right.
And while I'm all for that, because I really don't feel like that should be part of, you know, why
politics.
We elected a president.
Yeah.
At the same time, I can't help but thinking, like, wow, you know, I wonder why John McCain's come out and saying that. Something he has to hide, or is this something that, like, he realizes the Republican Party, the Republican candidates have a little more, you know, they're not as squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's trying to take the high road and be like Gandhi now.
He's taking the high road. He's,
maybe that's
he's
it.
Good.
He just wants to, like, rise above.
That's right. Rise above.
Rise above. Become the cream of the crop. The cream on the top of the milk. Of the sour milk on the bottom.
He's going to become straight edge.
All right, I'm going to
rising stop that. Above.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess we'll have to just kind of wait and see what happens with this crazy old presidential election crap. See who comes out.
Oh, sure.
And politics in general.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and then it's going to get really bad right before the election. Can you imagine how much advertising we're going to have to endure?
Oh, yeah.
I can't even fathom. I mean, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Don't even fathom. Don't let yourself fathom it for a second.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for
keep the fathom out of it.
Pulling me out of the fathom.
Well, I'm going to let you go and finish up the show.
Right on. All right, we're going to listen to some Ambulance Limited coming up next. Some Louis XIV. I'll play some Louis XIV. God Killed the Queen, just
Louis
for you.
Louis XIV. You know, that's a good way to start your evening, your Saturday night.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
All right.
Catch you next time.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
you all. killradio.org. Thank you so much for listening to Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. Groovy saying goodbye. Good luck. Have a great week. And I will listen to you, and you can listen to me next week on killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. See ya.